I'm Katie Carter. We are visiting Black Duck, Minnesota this hour. We heard from Terry Leinbach, and now we'll be hearing from a woman who moved from Deer River to Black Duck, Minnesota. She spent her entire career in Black Duck, Minnesota. Now she's retired, taking care of her granddaughters. And in this segment of Let's Visit, she reflects on her hometown of Black Duck.
Oh, my name is Diane McKean. I taught in Black Duck for 34 years in the elementary. I taught first grade for like 22 years, and then I taught some Title I, and my last 8 years were in special ed. I've been retired 7 years. It's awesome. I take care of my granddaughters 2 days a week, and I do a lot of volunteering. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Do you volunteer right in Black Duck?
Well, I have volunteered at Sanford in the oncology department, mm-hmm. but now I'm taking care of my granddaughters 2 days a week, so I've stopped doing that, but I volunteered at the Black Duck Nursing Home, and I volunteer for my church, and just basically volunteer in Black Duck. Okay. I did at Sanford in Bemidji, but I just do volunteering in Black Duck now. Oh. My granddaughters live in Black Duck.
Yeah, and that's so awesome. Your daughter has made her permanent home in Black Duck now.
Right.
So what drew your daughter back to the Black Duck area to ground herself professionally? What do you think?
Well, her husband got the elementary Phi-Ed position in Black Duck, mm-hmm. and she has her family here, which is us, mm-hmm. and then he's got his family all around here, too. And you know, they wanted to raise them in a small town, and they wanted them in the Black Duck Public School.
What did you really like about being in that district?
Well, I taught just in the elementary, and our staff, I have to say, got along like we were all one big, large family. Mm-hmm. Everybody supported everybody. It was a warm and inviting place to work. Everybody, we loved each other. We got along, and it was awesome. I had great years of teaching at Black Duck Elementary.
Huh. So the Black Duck Elementary, is that in a different building than the high school?
No, it's all one building.
Okay.
We pick up kids from Red Lake, Kellyer, North Home. Yeah, it's nice, you know.
It is. Did you grow up in Black Duck?
No, I grew up in Deer River.
Okay. Yeah. And then you moved to Black Duck.
Yes, I graduated from BSU in 1978 and got a job in Black Duck, and I've never left.
How has it changed since those early years?
So much. It's changed. Oh, where do you begin? Mm-hmm. Just the family, you know, the family structure has changed so much.
What do you mean by the family structure?
Well, like a primary parent.
Okay.
You know, mom and dad. Now there's a division of the family then, and then they marry others, and it's brothers and sisters. Lots of different brothers and sisters from different primary families.
So yeah. That changes the culture a little bit.
It does, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. So did you notice, as far as the town, was that busier back in the 70s, or has it kind of stayed the same?
Well, mm-hmm. Anderson's came in, I think, about 1978. I don't know for sure, 80.
Okay.
That's a big industry in Black Duck, but the downtown, well, we've had the theater that's gone out.
Oh, that's not there anymore?
No, it closed.
Okay.
Yeah, and the Trails End restaurant that was attached to the theater, that always had pizza. You could do pizza first and go to the movie. Mm. And the hardware store has closed downtown, but now I've heard there's an antique shop going in there, so that helps.
Mm-hmm.
And Gretchen Hendrickson has built a new salon. You know, there are salons, the barbershop's still there. But some of our businesses have moved out, like, you know, out on 71, like the grocery store and the floral shop. They're out there now instead of downtown. They're still here. They're still in our town. I love the small town, but I was raised in Deer River.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever need any help from anybody or anything happens, the town is there they're there, you know, to back you, to support you. It's just a warm feeling. You know, mm-hmm. it's a nice feeling, support. I raised my two children here. It was a great school, a great town to raise children in.
Mm-hmm.
And I am fortunate and blessed to have been able to raise my children in Black Duck. And they've both done very well, successfully.
That's Diane McKean. You'll be hearing from her later in the hour when she talks about the Black Duck Woodcarvers Festival, which is coming up at the end of the month. I'm Katie Carter, your host for Let's Visit. Let's Visit is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.